From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. Top U.S. and South Korean defense officials discuss possible military action after North Korea test-fired a ballistic missile that some analysts believe is powerful enough to reach the continental United States. Michael Ellerman, an analyst, speaks about why North Korea was testing again.
One is to further proof and establish the reliability of the one they tested in July, the ICBM they tested. But I think they'll want to make improvements to it by reconfiguring the second stage.
South Korean President Moon Jae-in said the launch by North Korea clearly violates UN Security Council resolution and it is a grave threat to international peace and security. Pakistan's Supreme Court has disqualified Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif from holding public office and ordered him to step down immediately. VOA's Ayaz Gul.
It took like a year and a half for the Supreme Court judges to reach to this day when the five-member panel of the judges unanimously declared and found Nawaz Sharif guilty of concealing his overseas assets.
Sharif's replacement has not been named. President Donald Trump has named a new chief of staff, selecting Department of Homeland Security Secretary John Kelly. President Trump thanked his current chief of staff, Rince Priebus, for his service to the country and said he was proud of him. President Trump made the announcement in a series of tweets Friday afternoon following days of friction between Priebus and newly named White House Communications Director Anthony Scaramucci. Follow VOA on social media platforms like Facebook and Twitter for more updates. This is VOA News.